Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Moshe Gavriel ben Yehudis with Tzvi Moshe ben Eitan Avraham Levi and Reb Yisrael Chaim ben Chana Rachel and Reb Chaim Yoshua ben Ephraim HaKohen. Rachel Batzlach B'chom HaSeidem. We are continuing our series of shiurim on the topic of Talmudic methodology. We are in Midah Hey, page Kuf Chof Ches of the first edition, the old edition, the original edition of the Sefer Hamidos Lecheker HaAlocha of Hagoyin Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel Zichrona Levracha. In the previous Shiurim, we saw a Yesod, and that is that there are two types of Isurim. There's an Isur Atzmi, something that's intrinsically usher, and it's only something that's only usher because of something else, machmas davar acher. And we said that something that's da usher machmas atzmo misibat smutit, it's essentially usher, is going to be usher once, and then it's an isser nimshach. And something that's usher because of something else, every second it's becoming usher again. It's a siba chadasha, because it isn't usher because of itself that it's going to automatically continue. We can't put it on automatic pilot. Rather, it's only usher because of something else. So therefore, every second that X is assuring Y, so it's going to asser Y every second anew, as opposed to X itself, which is asser be'etzem, that's going to be a constant. So according to this hanacha, that every rega is a siba chadasha, Yair lanu or noga b'sugya b'nedarim. We will now shine a great light on a famous sugya nedarim. Where we say that konamos, when a person makes a neder b'lashon konam, which is lashon of carbon, and kedushas haguf, the lo paku bichdi, they don't go away stam. Konamas and kedush taguf, once they're on, they're on. Lo paku bichdi. Shekol harishonim amdu al ze. All of the rishonim are omed on the following shaila. Eich yitachein lomar Shekonamot lo paka bichdi. How is it possible to say that konamos don't go away automatically? Halo kama mishneotem neged ze. We have a number of mishnayos that teach us that konamos do go away automatically by themselves. We have a mishnah konayim sheni toin eno asra al chetechshach. He makes a konam on wine that he's not going to taste it. It's usher till dark. If he says this year, usher all year. If he says this month, it's usher all month. So you see that it goes away after the year, after the month, after the day. Konam beischa shani nichnas. I'm making a konam on your house that I'm not going to go in. If the person macho or nasan lacher, if he sold it or he gave it to other people, or he died and his children inherited, he's mutter to go in. So you see, these konamos go away automatically. V'katab al zeh, he writes on this. For whatever reason, Rav Amiel doesn't say who writes, but it's the Ritva. The Ritva writes, "Deshema lo itnaye haidina delo paka kedusha bichdi, ele inyan makdish davar shelo liyom echad, dehu yom echal alav hekdesh legamre, v'yasrin ala kuli alma levad migavoa." When do we say this rule of Kedusha, lo paka bichdi, that it doesn't go away automatically? That's only linyan makdish davar shelo liyom echad. That's only somebody who is makdish, something that belongs to him, for one day, because on that day, the hekdesh is chal legamrei. And it's usher to everybody except for Hashem. So when you say Kedusha Lapaka Bichdi, it's an example of that would be your Makdish for one day, and once it stays, it stays. We're here to stay. Because it's usher to everybody for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hilkach Kevin Dechayli, Kulei Hai Lo Paki Bichdi. Since it's Chal so much that it's usher to the whole world, the Kedusha doesn't go away automatically. V'chein b'makdish mekadesh isha ve'amar la hayom at ishti bilvad. Person's mekadesh a woman, and he says, "Today you're my wife." Lahu yom mi'ave hektish l'kuli alma v'asui l'kol bar midideh. That day, says the Ritva, she's usher to the whole world. She's hektish to the whole world, except for him. Hilkach kevin tafsiku lehay l'sha'a lo paki b'chdi. Since for that hour, for that day, she's so usher, she's usher to the ganze Welt, the Kiddush doesn't go away automatically. Udechavata, Amrinan, beomer, kikri ze ani oser lechol haolam, tkev nechay leyesur lekulei alma yom lo paki b'chdi. If he assers this pile of whatever to the whole world for this day, since it's also l'kulei alma that day, it's not pokea b'chdi. Aval be'oser oto al miktzat b'nei Adam u'lishar b'nei Adam ishte'er chulin lo ne'asar lahem klal. But if you ask for something only on some people, but not on other people, vis-a-vis other people, it's going to remain chulin. It's not usher to them. V'chein bo'oser davar shel acherim alav. If you usher what belongs to something else on yourself, d'lidei bilvad hu d'itzar, it's only usher to you alone. U'l'kuli al mishari, but for everybody else it's mutter. Lo chay l'isur kulei. It's not such a big isser, because it's mutter to lots of people. Osir davar shel acherim alav, it's usher to everybody, it's mutter to everybody except for him. If he asks for something, I'll mix this b'nei Adam, l'shar b'nei Adam, it's chulin. So memela, it's usher, it's mutter to lots of people. It's not such a strong isser. In such instances, kimata zimna, when the time comes, paka b'chdi, goes away. V'afilu b'osir davar shelo l'acherim, לכל בני העולם, כיוון דלו עשרה נפשי ושתר תור זמן איסורו לאחרים בהתר, אילו דין הוא דפקע בכדי, אילו דין הוא דפקע בכדי. So too, he answers what belongs to him, on others, on כל בני העולם. Since he didn't answer it to himself, and therefore בתוך זמן היתר, it's going to be mutter to some people. The kedushah is pokea b'chdi. Because again, these are all weaker asurim, because they're always mutter to other people. V'lo dami li isha d'lididei shari ayom v'filu achidol paka b'chdi. And what about a wife? If he marries her today, she remains married. Today she's mutter to him. So therefore, the kedushah should be pokea b'chdi, because there is a heter in the meantime. Dehatam lo have hektesh li itzur agavua klal. There, it's not hektesh to aser it agavua. V'chein adin behektesh yel Hashem. V'ilu havo haya isro l'shem lav hekdesh l'shem lav hekdesh uklal. In the case of hekdesh, he would aser the hekdesh to Hashem, it wouldn't be hekdesh. If you're assuring something to Hashem, then it's not hektish. Hilkach l'chol mishuhu ואפשר לאסר הקדש כבר נאסר לגמרי, דהיינו לזרים. And therefore anybody who could be usher to, it's usher to, and that's zarim. וכן באישה, אין שם אישות, אלא להתירה למקדש, ולאסרה לאחרים, ואינו משום איסור אישות כלל, שתהיה אסורה למקדש. In other words, what we want is, sweet friends, we want to have the complete iser. If there's a complete iser, there's no heter bichdi. And therefore, if you take this as wife, and he asers her completely, what does it mean to aser a woman completely? It doesn't mean including himself. To aser completely means, like hekdesh is like gavoa, and to nobody else, that's completely usher. Even though you're right, there's a heter for gavoa, but it's still usher to all zarim. When a man is mekadesh a woman, she is completely usher. Who's she completely usher to? All Zarim, the whole world. Aye, she's mutter to him. And we said that if you're mutter to somebody, the Kedusha is pokea b'chdi. No. Because this is the full 100% Kedushin. She's mutter to him and usher to the rest of the world. Hekdesh is the same thing. It's mutter l'shamayim and usher l'zarim. If it would be usher l'shamayim, ivo avo usher l'shem, then it wouldn't be Hekdesh at all. וכן באישה אין שם אישה סל עתיר למקדש. The whole idea of ishus is to be matter to the Makadesh and to asur to others. And there's no isur ishus at all that she should be asura למקדש. ואילו בא לאוסרה אפילו לעצמו לבש תשי כלל. Let's say the guy wants to come ahead and asur this woman to himself. I'm marrying you that you're asur to me and the rest of the world. That's not an ishus ish. That's nothing. So therefore, again, we want to once you maximize the Isser, then there's no Kedusha Paka Bichdi. Meaning that it's going to be as Usser as it could be. So if it's Hekdish Lagavoa, you're right, there's a Heter Lagavoa, but it's as Usser as it can be, because it means that it's Yes Lagavoa, Mutter Lagavoa, and Usser Lazarim. If a man is Mekadish a woman, so what does that mean? It means that it's Mutter for him, and Usser for the rest of the world. That's maximizing the Isser of this woman. And therefore that's not pokea b'chdi. Hilkach l'inshi da'alma for people of the world. Shuba le'esor. Kvar chala isur ayom legamre. U'mishum hachi lo paki b'chdi. For the people in the world that he's coming to asur her to, the isur is complete, absolute. And therefore it's not pokea b'chdi. It doesn't just go away. Aval hacha. But here, in the case of Konamos, ba'oser kikar zeh l'chol ha'olam zulato, efshar ra'a v'ru'i lo esura alaf al atzmo, v'avachai l'umit v'sisura shapir. If he makes a konam, and he answers this kikar to everybody but him, but he theoretically could have made it aser to himself as well, that's not maximalizing the aser. Because it would have been chal. If you makadesh a woman, you say you're usher to the whole world, including me, thus is garnished. But if you say about this kikar, that it's a konam, and that it's usher to the whole world, including you, that would work. So what you're doing is, you're minimizing the isser. There, kedusha is pokeh b'chdi. Because you're saying, but it's still mutter to me. Oh, it's still mutter to you, it's less of an isser. The Kedusha is pokea b'chdi. When it's pagui Kedusha, not pokea b'chdi. When it's an absolute isser, you're assering it as much as it can be assered. So if you're also al mixes b'nei adam, al shar b'nei adam ishtar chulin, if you're assering it to some people, but for others it's chulin, the Ritva says it's not asser. If you asser what belongs to somebody else and yourself, but it's asser mutter to everybody else, it's also pokea b'chdi. If you wasser it to the whole world except yourself, same thing, you're minimizing the Isser. Since you're minimizing the Isser, Kedusha is pokeh b'chdi, because you could have answered it on the whole world and it would have been tofes. When then are konamos not pokeh b'chdi? When it's an absolute konam on everybody. When are konamos yes pokeh b'chdi? When it's only us around some people. And those are all the Mishnais that we brought. Konam shani toin yayin. It's about him tasting the wine. Konam beischa. It's about his house. That he's not going to go into his house. Just, I'm not going to go into your house. So in such instances, and azah solt feller, in those instances, we say that the Kedusha is pokea bichdi. It could be for a limited time because it's a limited iser. So the Rav says as follows. The explanation is that even though it's clear that Nidarim are an Isser Cheftza, but Sof Sof, the whole Sibas HaIsser B'Neder is only that you're over through the Neder on the Lav of Lo Yachel Dvaro. It's not like Hekdesh, that besides the Isser of Lo Yachel Dvaro that they also have, there's also an Isser of Hekdesh, which is a Siba Atzmis. Mashen Kein B'Neder, since Sof Sof, there's no Siba Atzmis le'Isser, just by being over on the Neder, you're over on Lo Yachel Dvaro, the whole Siba se'Isser is Mitzad Davar Acher. And since we established that every Siba that comes Machmas Davar Acher, every second, this is Siba Chadasha. So Lechora, what do Konamas have to do with Kedushas HaGuf when, with respect to the Klal Lo Pokapichti? I understand Kedushas HaGuf that has only one Siba that's Nimshach Le'olam, Nimshachas Le'olam. So we can say that we can't limit it to a certain amount of time because once it starts, it never goes away. But if you make a Neder that the Siba is Mischadeshes B'chol Rega, that it's not Aser Machmas Atzmo, it's Aser Machmas Davar Acher because of the Lo Yachel, so it's Mischadesh every second. It's Mischadesh every second. And even if a person's Mas Nestam B'li Hagbalah Zmanis, if a person makes a Tanai without limiting it, the Isser is going to be La'olam because he was Makabel upon himself La'olam, that every Rega, every moment should be an Isser Chadash. So who's going to stop him that he shouldn't make a Tanai L'Zman? He can make a Tanai L'Zman by Nedarim, because Nedarim by Konamos, even though it's a lashon of carbon, but it's still only aser machmas davar, machmas v'lo yachel, and memela, like we have the sugya on lamed hay of yeshem ila b'konamos, even if there's meila, but it's still not mamish hekdesh. Because it's only aser, it's only a kona machmas davar acher, and memela, it's a siba that's mischadesh kol rega, but you can stop it at any time. So therefore, once the time is up, it's pokeh b'chdi, because it's not a siba atzmutit, it's machmas davar acher. Ela di isur cheftza shebe nedarim, hu gam ken mitzad kabbalah, but the isur cheftza nedarim is also mitzad kabbalah. Because the Mahus HaNeder is Isser Cheftza, when he says B'Lashon Neder, he's assering it upon himself like an Isser Cheftza. And because of this, there's Me'ila B'Konamos, that even though the Etzem Me'ila comes from being Nana from Hekdesh, and here the Etzem Adavar is in Kadosh, but there's a Kabbalah that all the Dinim that there are in Isser Cheftza should also be on this object. All the Dinim that you have on Hekdesh should be on this object every second anew. So it's not exactly like Hekdesh, but it's close enough. And therefore, yesh me'ila b'konamos. So it emerges then that even though, like we said, konam is like hekdesh, that we say that it's generally not pokeh b'chdi because you're makabel upon yourself. This is iser cheftza, but for different reasons completely. The hekdesh, it's because this kedushas haguf, And the Mahus of Kedushas HaGuf is not totally bizman, and it can't go away, it can't be pokea, beizes manshu ever. But konamos, this explanation doesn't apply, because the whole iser is mitzad lo yachel, and therefore every second is a siva chadasha, but it's not a siva tzmusis, that it's going to be permanently usser. Rather, since you were makabel, all of the dinim that are mistaif, that branch off from iser chevtza, so one of those dinim is lo paka b'chdi. And it emerges, therefore, that if lamashal, a person says, he makes a konam on this kikar today. He's not going to eat this loaf of bread today, it's a konam. Good. So, is it pokea b'chdi, as we said? No. That's what he's makabel upon himself. When he said that this kikar is usher today, konam today, it's not pokea b'chdi, and the issa remains. V'im gam yochlenu l'machar, over b'bal yachel. Even if he eats it tomorrow, he's over on bal yachel. Aval ha'avera, einena b'zeh shu achal b'yom ha'machar, sh'arei sof sof lo kibel alav yisur l'machar. The avera is not that he ate it tomorrow. Tomorrow he's not allowed to eat it, and he's over on bal yachel. But the avera is not that he ate it tomorrow, because he wasn't makabel upon himself an issa for tomorrow. But because he ate it tomorrow, he wasn't mekayim what he said, that he's not going to eat it today. Because the iser is iser konamos, with all the dinam hamistafim, with all the dinam that emerge. One of the dinam that emerge is that you're not allowed to eat it tomorrow. But the iser is a mitzah that he ate it tomorrow. The iser is the mitzah that he said he's not going to eat it today. He asked it today. That's why it's aser tomorrow. It's not aser tomorrow essentially because of tomorrow. It's aser tomorrow because of today. And therefore it's not misbatel olam. And memela, the ritva is correct. This is only true that it goes on indefinitely when the konam has no limits, like hekdesh, that there can't be a hagbala since it's kedushas haguf. Once it's kedushas haguf, it's aser to the ganze welt, it's aser to everybody. But if there's an iser lechatchila, he was makabel upon he wasn't makabel upon himself on iser chefza hechleiti. It wasn't an absolute iser chefza. He just wants it to be an iser chefza like, similar to hekdesh. But it's not exactly hekdesh. It's me'ein iser chefza. It's me'ein hekdesh. And therefore, since it's like hekdesh, it's going to be usher forever, indefinitely, because it's like hekdesh. So if he makes it an absolute isser, if he makes an absolute isser today, it's going to be like hekdesh in that it's usher forever. But here it's not usher forever because itself, of itself, but rather it's usher forever because of the Siba Chadasha, because of the Davar Acher, because of the Lo Yachel. But not, it's not essentially usher. However, if he said originally that it's only going to be for certain people, in other words, he limits this Konam, so since there's a weaker Isser, like the Ritva says, that if it's not usher to everybody, then the konam is not going to continue indefinitely. A konam is only going to be like hekdesh when it's absolutely usher. But when it's not absolutely usher, when it's not completely usher, then it's not going to be like hekdesh, and it is pokeh b'chdi. If, in the meantime, it's mutter to people that it could have been usher to, so when that time ends, it becomes mutter, and the kedusha is pokeh b'chdi. So that's the difference between, beautifully, aser machmas atzmos, sibat smutit, And also machmas davar acher. If it's a sibat mutit like hekdesh, it just continues forever indefinitely. And if it's aser machmas davar acher, so it will continue indefinitely if it's konamos, unless in the meantime it's mutter to people that it could have been aser to, and therefore when the time is up, the time is up. Now some people wanted, one of the achronim wanted to be machadesh, that according to Rabbi Elazar in the Gemara, that a person can be machadesh a woman except for ploni. So a person can also make a tanai in kedushin that it's only lizman. He can limit the kedushin, and he can say the kedushin is only for a certain amount of time. Because what's the yisod of the acharon to be mechadish azoi? Since he's being mechadish, chutz miploni. In other words, in the meantime, she's mutter to Ploni. It's kedushin to everybody, except for Ploni. So since in the meantime, she's muteris to Ploni, so that's a limited iser, and in such an instance, the kedushin could be pokea b'chdi. It could be pokea after the assigned time. However, that is not correct, because everything we said about it being, the Ritva said about it being mutter in the meantime, to those that it could have been usher to, and therefore the Kedushas Pokeh Bechdi, that's only in Konamos, when the Sibas HaIsser is Sof Sof B'davar Acher. And every Rega is a Siba Chadasha. Every moment is a new Siba, and therefore it can go away. But if it's Hekdesh Mamish or Kedushin Mamish, that Bevadeh, the Isser is Siba Atzmis, so you can't say that when a person is moel behekdesh or a person is baal eshesish, that the whole iser is only because he's over on the dibur of hareza hekdesh or shalaret mekudeshes. No, it's aser be'etzim. So even according to one of the gemaras that you can be mekadesh chutz miploni, so he would agree that You can't make it bisman, because again, the only time it goes away, if it's made for a certain amount of time, the only time it's pokeh b'chdi, if it's not machmas atzmo. But if it's aser machmas atzmo, then it doesn't help that in the meantime it's mutter to somebody else. Because Isser is machmas batzmo, only don't go away on their own. That's never pokeh b'chdi. So kedushin, even if it's chutz mi leploni, I'm marrying you to everyone except for ploni. But if he makes that lizman, that's not going to go away because that's a siba atzmis. When does it go away? If it's a kona, which is only like hekdesh, but it's aser machmas davar acher. It's aser because the lo yachel dvaro. There, if you're magbila to lizman, and you say that in the meantime, it's mutter to those that could have been usher to, there it's pokeh b'chdi. But if it's machmas siba atzmis, what's the siba atzmis like kedushin or hekdesh? That is never going to be pokeh b'chdi. So Baruch Hashem, we have new havana into the siba atzmis and siba machmas davar acher. By the way, this acher, when I wanted to be mechadesh, that if he's mekadesh chutz leploni, then the kedushin will be lezman. Is Rav Yosef Engel, siyunim l'torah klal amites. And it's also important to note, as the we see in the footnotes in the new midos l'cheker halacha, the Musar Rav Kook edition, that it's not so pashut that neder is only aser, konamos are only aser, machmas davar acher. It could be it's machmas atzmo. Rabbi Shmuel Rizovsky talks about in Adarim Simen Tesvavos Dalid, and others as well. And it's kedai to look in the footnotes there for more sources. And we should be zocha lilmodu lelamed lishma v'las v'lakaymus kol divrei tzalmud Torah v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.